Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
We spend a lot of time talking about some of the things the media leave out of their coverage, omission, and how it affects the news and affects the world and the way things happen in the United States. But it's also quite funny sometimes when we see stories that are just pushed, a narrative, something that people really don't care that much about, but it's at the forefront, and we hear a lot about it. One such story is basketball player Brittany Griner, who was jailed in Russia for a lengthy amount of time for allegedly going into the country with some sort of paraphernalia from marijuana, which is illegal in Russia, and was jailed. And the Biden administration worked a swap where we traded a stone-cold killer, a terrorist, basically, in exchange for Brittany Griner to free her. So that made big news. And of course, that was newsworthy. It's somebody you've heard of. It's somebody you know. They're jailed in Russia. That's a real story. The return of Brittany Griner to basketball is not such a big story, but it's just getting play all over the place. As everyone wants to see her succeed, she's now seen as a hero, some sort of an idol or person to look up to for the terrible things that she's been subjected to. There are undertones of discrimination in all this. She's a person of color. She's gay. There's so many different things and layers to the story that they want to keep pushing and pushing and pushing Brittany Griner. The bottom line is nobody cares about the WNBA. It's there because the NBA exists. And the NBA, in their push for, I don't know, equity, has built the WNBA. They're mostly piggybacking in arenas and facilities where NBA teams play. And Brittany Griner plays for the Phoenix Mercury. Well, she's got a coach with the Mercury as she played her first game back. Her first game was at Los Angeles. Her coach's name is Vanessa Nygaard, and Vanessa Nygaard all but melted down after their game this weekend. This was Brittany Griner's first game back, which the WNBA thought would be just a tremendous boost. Here we go. We're going to get attention. We're playing this story up. Here comes Brittany. She's the best. She's a hero. Isn't this great? And the arena was half empty. The Los Angeles team, Los Angeles, second largest team in the country, second largest city in the country. The Los Angeles team averages 5,200 fans per night. They had more than that for Brittany's return, but still under 10,000 in a half full arena. And the coach after the game said, it was great that, by the way, they got pounded. They got beat by 20 something. She's got much bigger problems, this coach does, than fans not turning out to see Brittany Griner. She let the LA fans have it. This is a road game, and she's hammering on people in Los Angeles for not coming out and supporting Brittany Griner. How in the world was this game not a sellout? What are people thinking? I can't believe this. This is an outrage. To which my response is, nobody cares. Nobody cares about the WNBA. Nobody really cares to watch Brittany Griner play basketball. It was an incredible story when she was jailed. It's also an incredible story that to make money in the offseason, because WNBA doesn't pay that much, because it can't, because there's only 5,000 people a night supporting it, and nobody watches this stuff on television, that she had to go overseas to play basketball to make more money, and that's how she wound up in jail in Russia. That's an interesting story. Brittany Griner playing in front of 9,000 fans in Los Angeles on her return. Not that interesting. Like, she had a fine game, 16 points, something like that. This coach, I think these people in this league are, they think they're so big time. You know, I'm sure the WNBA believes it's the equal to the NBA. And then they look around and they go, well, I can't believe, you know, the Nuggets and Lakers sell out for their playoff series. And, all, you know, all this pandemonium going on in Denver, they're going to make the finals for the first time in team history. And we have NBA. They don't understand why their sport isn't as beloved. And it just isn't. And people not showing up for Brittany Griner is not a surprise. Would you have bought a ticket? If Brittany Griner's game back, first game back after being in jail in Russia, were in Kansas City, would you have gone? I don't think I would have been there. Yet there's outrage in this league that people didn't come support her. Too much virtue signaling, too much leftist politics in that league for me. A very interesting story out of the University of Michigan. Their football program has had a really rough offseason. They had to fire a coordinator after a computer access issue. There may be some legal ramifications of that. They've had other things happen within the program. It's been a rocky offseason. 3 days ago, they hired Bo Schembechler's son, Bo Schembechler, the legendary Michigan coach. They hired his son, Glenn, who previously had worked in Kansas City for the Chiefs as a scout in the past and other NFL teams. They hired Glenn Schembechler. This is clever. His nickname is Shemmy. Shemmy Schembechler as the assistant recruiting coordinator at Michigan. Well, he made it 3 days. They did a background check, an exhaustive search. They did all these things that they say that they do when they hire people, right? 3 days in, he's exposed, probably by some Ohio State fans. I don't know who did it. They dug really deep into his social media history, and they found some posts and likes that had racist tones to them. So he is out. He is fired. Man, this is a tough world for young people. And I'm glad that I'm not really a parent anymore. I'm still a dad, but I don't parent my grown children, obviously. Because something, and I don't know when Shemmy Schembechler did this. I think one of the real problems we have is we have teenage kids that post things and it will follow you for life. Somebody will screenshot it. Somebody will keep it. It will always be there. How many quality people, I mean, really quality people for important positions, whether it's elected office, private business, pastor at a church, whatever it may be, how many people will be eliminated before they even get to the workforce because of something they did as a stupid kid? I wonder what it is exactly that we're doing and if there isn't some sort of statute of limitations on these things. If you're 13 and you say something stupid, and you get a job when you're 35, should you really be paying the price for something stupid you posted when you're 13? Because, I mean, life is all about education. It's about growing. It's about learning every single day. And I think we miss that with social media. We just are very quick to fire somebody for something they may have done years ago. And we now clearly have a generation of adults in the workforce who've been posting things their entire life. I guess you have to be accountable for all of it. Shemmy Schembechler out. More proof that young white women rule America? That was one of the things Tucker did one time. Tucker Carlson did a show on this, and I remember mentioning it on the podcast. He said, young white women rule America. As a voting bloc, they're basically undefeated. They get what they want. They show up in huge numbers and get what they want. And it's an overstatement, but some of it is true. We see that happen in certain things, whether it's retail. You know, the hottest retail items always in America are things that young white women buy, and they buy it over and over and over, and there's millions of them, and they all have to have the same thing. They vote the same way. There are so many things that they do as a massive group. They're very much targeted by advertisers. You need more proof that they rule the world? Here you go. This is an email from Jason. Jason, thank you for sending this in. I hope it's okay that I share this. He says, dear Kevin, I thought you'd like to see this. We buy tickets from Tickets for Less, and we use your code every time. We had Taylor Swift tickets, and I assume he got these not through Tickets for Less. We had Taylor Swift tickets, nosebleeds. They cost a little over $150 each, all in. We really weren't that excited about going. So we called tickets. So this is a dude that just went on, got Taylor Swift tickets, knew it was a big deal, and then was going to decide whether to go or not. This is at Arrowhead in July. These are nosebleeds by his own admission. These are not great seats. About $150 each. We called Tickets for Less because we didn't want to try selling them on our own. Tickets for Less offered us $1,000 each. They took the worry away from us. $6,000 for an $800 purchase. We're selling them all and taking a vacation. Thank you, Taylor Swift and Tickets for Less. What? $1,000 apiece. If you were lucky enough to get on the computer and get one. Do you know how many people are trying to buy the, I don't know what we're talking about here, 60,000, 55,000 seats? you know how many people have to want those tickets for nosebleeds for a show with 55,000 people to go for $1,000? Do you know how many young white women are buying up these Taylor Swift tickets? They do. They rule the world. I'm sorry. That's it. That's all you got to know. They absolutely rule the world. KKHI is brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction, online at buckroofing.com. Call 913-384-2680 and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. North Kansas City Dental, we're at the Team Smiles event this week in the Northland in Parkville, raising money for all the dentists and the work that they do for free for kids that need it. It's a pretty cool event. North Kansas City Dental is the title sponsor of the Team Smiles golf event at the National, and we at KKHI are proud to be sponsors as well, tied into this great charity. If you need a new dentist, or if you haven't been in a while, log on to nkcdental.com or call 816-471-2911. And the Blue Mount Hotel in Manhattan and Goolsby's Indoor Entertainment Center. They got awesome batting cages in there, golf simulators, duck pin bowling, lots of cool games you can play at the Blue Mount Hotel or Goolsby's if you're going for a cold one or a snack or something like that. It's in Manhattan, right on the corner of Aggieville and Campus. It is a wonderful hotel that can meet your business needs or any group outing, whether you're taking a bunch of folks to Manhattan for a ball tournament this summer or some guys want to go play Colbert Hills, whatever. You want to stay at the Blue Mount Hotel? A lot of great reasons to stay there, especially for business. Their conference centers and rooms are more than accommodating, and they're ready to help you. Give Edgar a shout in group reservations, and he'll hook you right up. BlueMontHotel.com. The University of Minnesota is in hot water. University of Minnesota has a paid internship program this year. Summer's coming up. We're going to keep some students on campus, and we'd like to pay them $6,000 while they enroll in a class and have a paid internship. So you're going to get paid $6,000 to sign up in this class and be an intern. You'll get school credit. You'll get cash. There's only one catch. You can't be white. Huh? No stuff. Not making this up. There's a group called the Equal Protection Project, and they've sniffed this out, and they're demanding change at the University of Minnesota. They're claiming this is against the law. It sounds like it's against the law. This is a federally funded university. It is a state-funded university. All kinds of government entities are involved in this, and we have very clear laws on the books in the United States. You cannot hire based on anything like religion, gender, skin color, any of that. You cannot be biased. But the University of Minnesota openly just says we have paid internships for non-whites. The goal is to, quote, prepare students of color for graduate school, unquote. And they're getting away with this? At the University of Minnesota? I guess we'll see or find out over time. The Equal Protection Project says this can't be, and they're threatening some sort of a lawsuit, and maybe a legal firm will get involved and try to do that. This is just outward, open air, in the public discrimination. How does this happen? This is the equivalent of saying, okay, you know, let's think about elections. This be like saying, okay, people of color get two votes. We're going to make it equal for things that, we're going to have equity for things that happened in the past. Oh, I'm sorry. If people of color get two votes, then women get four. Because they went a lot longer without voting rights than black people, black men. Women, they'll get four votes. People of color get two. The rest of everyone get one. I mean, that's basically what this is saying. We have to discriminate against the law, likely, and have bias because it's an eye for an eye. This happened in the past, the other way around, so we're going to make up for it. And the University of Minnesota just doesn't care. They're just out there in front of everybody, basically, here it is. Here it is. Here's who we are. Here's what it's all about. The University of Minnesota. Paid internships, quote, to prepare students of color for graduate school. Whites need not apply. Not going to happen. Clovis Hung is a young man that graduated from Fullerton College this weekend with 5 degrees. Now, I didn't think college was hard. I had fun at college. I always described it as saying, and you know, I worked in radio a lot in college and TV. So I picked a place and went to a place where I got real life skills for what I'm going to do. But a lot of people go to college and get a degree that you really can't get hired off of. You know, maybe you're a philosophy major. Well, okay, great. That's awesome. What do you do for a living if you're major in philosophy? I don't really know. Or even things like history. You could be a history teacher. You could be a teacher. A lot of these things, you can become teachers, no question. Clovis Hung is a young man in California. Fullerton College is in Southern California. He graduated with 5 degrees, like history, social sciences, social behavior, self-development, arts, and math. Arts and math is 1, so if you're wondering how that was 5, there you go. He was homeschooled before he went to college and graduated this weekend with 5 degrees. Okay, that's an interesting enough story. How about this? Clovis Hung is 12 years old. What? Clovis Hung graduated Fullerton College this weekend with 5 degrees. He is 12. He apparently had an idol, some other dude, that graduated with multiple degrees as a teenager and said, I can do that, and was driven to that. The real hook to this story is not that there's a 12-year-old brainiac that loves school and graduated and did all this stuff. I think the important part to note is his idol, who was a teenager that graduated with multiple degrees that he tried to emulate, and Clovis were both homeschooled. They are not products of our public school system. They were both homeschooled and turned their, I mean, what do you do with your 5 degrees at 12? What do you do with your life now? I mean, what else can you study? Maybe he should go become a doctor. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do. What do you do at 12? You're homeschooled. What could mom possibly teach him at this point, or dad? He's got 5 college degrees. What do you do until you're old enough to go out? You're not old enough at 12 to go live on your own. You can't do it. You can't rent an apartment. You can't drive a car. You can't do anything. What does Clovis do next? That's what I want to know. I'm going to keep my eye on this story for all of us. I want to know what Clovis does next. What do you do at 12 with your 5 degrees? I don't know. I honestly have no clue. Hey, I want to thank our friends at Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC, online at robertsrobinson.com, for being great sponsors of KKHI from the very start. Mike and Tim and the gang there, well, they offer you a free lifetime warranty that other GM dealerships won't. You can shop online, they can deliver to your home, you can build your own vehicle. robertsrobinson.com, or just call Tim, 816-826-1563. Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. We just make it easy. Back 9 Development is online at back9development.com. Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. Your custom builder is TJ Vilkanskis. Whether it's a custom home, whether you'd like to get involved in a commercial property, an office building, or a project. If you have land, if you're considering developing, this is the man that can make it happen with you. Give him a call. See if you can just have lunch and meet him personally and see if your ideas match up with his. Back 9 Development, 785-236-0161. Their portfolio of work, and it's beautiful work, is on their website, back9development.com. It's the numeral 9, back9development.com. Awesome dude. Great, great, great projects. All right, we're pleased to have Kyle Rogenkamp on the podcast today. You may know, I've told the story a couple times. We've had folks from Ballard Center on a few times. It's a very, very important organization that doesn't get government funding, that is not, you know, bleeding off your tax dollars and existing. This thing was nearly shuttered 7 or 8 years ago and closed down. Becky Price is the outgoing executive director of Ballard Center. It's in Lawrence. Their website is ballardcenter.org, and they have some of the most remarkable stories of young children, pre-K children, that they help. Some they get reunited with their families, some they don't. These are terribly sad stories. They fall through the cracks of other government agencies and whatnot, and Ballard Center is there to help. They have their Changing Lives Gala coming up June 2nd at the Jayhawk Club in Lawrence, 6 to 11 p.m. If you'd like to volunteer at Ballard Center or make a donation, you can go to ballardcenter.org or you can call them at 785-842-0729. This is a remarkable organization that has stunning results with kids that are in the most dire of circumstances. Incoming is Kyle Rogenkamp. He's going to be the new executive director, and he is set to join us here at KKHI to talk about the important work that they do at ballardcenter.org.
The KKHI Conversation is brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
Kyle joins us now. We got a lot to talk about as the big Changing Lives Gala is coming up on June 2nd at the Jayhawk Club in Lawrence. What a great facility the Ballard Center is. Online at ballardcenter.org. Kyle is the incoming executive director beginning August 1st, and he's here to talk about what it is they do at Ballard Center, why it's so important, and how we can all help. Hello, Kyle. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing, Kevin?
Kyle, I'm just doing great, man. And congratulations on taking over as executive director. I know it's several weeks away before this summer when you take over for Becky Price. Let's start there because we've had Becky on the podcast before, and she's been very emotional talking about the children you help and the work that you do at Ballard Center. And she's not going to talk about herself, so I love that you're on, and I know you're taking her place. She's retiring and going to spend more time with her grandchildren. Let's take a few moments, if you could put into your words what Becky Price has done for Ballard Center and the good that it's done in Douglas County.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right about Becky. She never wants any of the attention, and that's kind of a sign of the type of leader that she is. You know, Becky came to Ballard back in 2016, and to be frank, Ballard was in rough shape. There were even talks of, you know, creating an exit plan. And she took the job and within a couple years had completely turned around everything, our finances, our debt, our programs that we use to help the people in the community. Becky is a fierce, unstoppable force. She has this ability to be brave when we need it most. And that's led to a lot of success at Ballard over the years. But even more so, Becky's the first boss I ever had. I've been here for a couple years now. She's family. She treats us all with such respect. She fights personal battles with us when we're struggling. She's just a special woman that came to a special place when we needed her the most. And now we're serving more than we ever have at Ballard, completely debt-free, even with the money in the bank for a rainy day. So Becky is the real deal, Kevin.
Man, that is phenomenal. And I know you can't go into detail probably of what you're going to do to honor her at the Changing Lives Gala June 2nd, because some of it's going to be a surprise. But I'm going to guess that a lot of people that attend this event are going to be emotional and want to hug her and thank her. Not the least of which is when I came to the gala is people, families that have been served and children who are now adults that have been served by what Ballard Center does. It's just an amazing cycle of growth for so many people when they need just a little assistance. You give them just a little bit of help and create some daylight for them, and it's amazing the lives that have been changed, and I'm sure you're going to feel that at your event.
Most definitely. You know, we definitely cannot talk about recognizing Becky because she'll shut it down. So surprise for sure there, Kevin. She's such a booger, and you don't want to get on her bad side, but you're exactly right. When you're at the gala, and you came last year, and it was just wonderful spending the night with you, but you hit the nail right on the head. You know, it's not Ballard or our programs that are saving people from crisis or poverty. That's not how it works, but what we offer, the doors that we open, allow families and people in our community to save themselves. Because 16 years ago, Kevin, I was homeless. I was an addict. And I know more than anyone the amount of hard work it takes to pull yourself out of crisis. And no one can do it for you but yourself. But like me, you have to find beautiful people to surround yourself with to stand a chance. And Ballard just wants to be one of those beautiful entities that helps people stand a chance to save themselves.
Well, you don't want to talk about you. I understand that. You're one of those great American success stories that of you know, from the lowest of low to now becoming executive director of this wonderful center, Ballard Center, that helps so many families and the children. Basically, it's a children's facility, but the families the children belong to. The website is ballardcenter.org, ballardcenter.org. The website, if you would like to call, become a volunteer, go to the gala, if you'd like to donate, get your company, your corporation involved with Ballard Center, the work they do is just top-notch. The phone number is 785-842-0729. That's 785-842-0729. Online at ballardcenter.org. And we would love for people to, if nothing else, just our listeners, go on and make a $20 donation, anything. A lot of folks in our audience, they're giving people, they give to their churches, they give in their community. This is so worthy, and it's helping so many people. Kyle, tell me a little bit about some of the services you provide. I know that you help with utility bills and rent and things like that, and you do a lot of things with childcare. Just kind of explain to everybody what it is, the services you provide for families that need it.
Yeah. And along the way, I want to talk about, you know, just what can happen at the gala with the right group of people in the room. So let's start with our early education program. You know, we have the lowest rates in town, and we scholarship a lot of families on the front end while we're helping them find work or find that better job or figure out how to carry their own weight with their tuition. So we charge about half of what the average rate is in the community. The average rate's about $1,000. We're charging about $5. And we scholarship a lot of families coming through the front end because I'd say about half the kids in our center right now have been kicked out of other centers, either for non-payment of tuition or social and emotional issues related to trauma they've been exposed to. So we get them in the Ballard Center. We work with them to get the family upright, on their feet. The average investment of a scholarship is about $1,000, 2 months. With the child care so they can get to work, get some money saved, start flying on their own. But the core of what we do in early education is dealing with the trauma that our children have been through. In one of our classrooms alone, 10 of the 12 kids have IEPs, which are individualized education plans, which means they're developmentally behind when they came to us. 7 of those kids have been directly abused by someone. And that's just one classroom. But at the same time, we have a 95% kindergarten graduation rate. What that means is when the families come to Ballard, it's not a good story. When they leave Ballard, at least those kids are ready for kindergarten. And out of all of our programs, the early education is the one that has the longest lasting impact in our community. Because you show up to kindergarten ready, sky's the limit. If you're not ready, it's going to be tough. So that's kind of our core program, the early education. We also do a lot of crisis funding. So you came to the gala last year and you saw how people showed up. They're raising paddles, they're making donations. So before the gala last year, the most families we ever served with crisis funding that also comes with the case management on the back end was 172. Kevin, last year in 2022, after the gala, when we counted the numbers, we served 547 households with crisis funding in 2022.
Wow. That is phenomenal. So, and how much of that is directly from the gala? I mean, this is your biggest night of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, we raised 20% of our budget in about a 3-hour time frame at the gala. So, I mean, it's hard to say exactly, but I mean, the money that we raise at the gala goes to different things. It just so happened that a lot of people raised their paddle when we were asking for family stabilization funds, the crisis funding. And the cool thing about Ballard is when you raise your paddle to support a program, that money goes directly to that program. So without the gala, we wouldn't have tripled our capacity. More importantly, without a staff that's willing to work 10, 12-hour days and fight for the community, we wouldn't have got there either. But the power of that room at the gala is immense, and it literally changes lives.
So how has it changed the people that come to the gala, the companies that are involved that support Ballard Center? You know, you talked about when Becky took over 7 years ago, this thing maybe was shuttering the doors, and it wasn't going to be able to help anybody in Lawrence or Douglas County. How has that changed, and has there been basically steady growth every year? How do you find the right people to get involved? And as there's more publicity or more known about it within the community of Lawrence or in Douglas County, are more people just coming forward on their own saying they want to help?
Yeah, it's all about momentum. It's just like playing a sport, you know, baseball, basketball, football, the power of momentum, the power of culture, and the power of leadership. I mean, look at Andy Reid in Kansas City. For years and years and years, you and I, Kevin, sat back and watched the football team that just couldn't get there. Yeah. Look at them now. I mean, the train is rolling down the tracks. And when the train's rolling, people want to hop on. That's what Becky did at Ballard. She was the Coach Reid of the community that stepped up and said, let's do this. Let's do this the right way. And it takes time. It takes patience. Coach Reid didn't win it in the first year, you know? But that's what Becky did. She showed up every day. She had such a great reputation in the community. She had that trust that Ballard needed to earn back from our community. So year by year, things slowly started to build, and she would get out in the community and she would find people that she trusted and she believed in, and she'd bring them on board. But at a small nonprofit, a mom and pop like us that doesn't really get any tax dollars or any federal money, it's hard to retain and recruit that talent because it's a lifestyle. It's not a job. So what she's done is just incredible. And bringing me here when she did, I mean, it's like Coach Reid hiring a coach after you've won a Super Bowl. I mean, I'm a lucky guy to be here at this time because everyone wants to get involved now.
Well, and it's like you say, there's no recurring funding. Every year is its own entity. Every day is a new day. I mean, it's a constant cycle of needing folks that are involved and donating and volunteering and helping in any possible way that they can. And I have so much respect for that. And I know how difficult that is. And it must feel like working without a net. I mean, you're constantly working without a net. And okay, how are we going to raise all this year and pay for this and help these families? And yet it's growing, which I think is just phenomenal. So the right people are involved. Our friend Jim Smiley, who got a hold of me a couple, 3 years ago and said, man, you got to learn about this place, Kevin. You got to know what's going on at Ballard Center. They're just different. The people are different. What they're doing, it's an uphill battle, but they're so into it and it's doing so many great things in the community. And I can't believe the great work that you guys do. And you're right. It is a lifestyle. You know, nobody there's getting rich. This isn't some sort of grift from the government or anything like that. It is I would describe it as the people that I met and have talked to, Kyle, it simply is a passion. You say it's a lifestyle. It's your passion to help children who really need it. And some of those stay within and get reconnected with their families, right? And others don't. I mean, how many different types of kids do you serve? You say that when they come there, it's not a great story, but when they end, it can be a very good story. That's true. How many of them wind up staying with or reuniting with their family completely?
You know, that reunification is always the goal. But at the same time, there's times when kids arrive at Ballard and we learn that our role is potentially protecting that child from their own family. There are kids at Ballard where 10 hours a day, we know they're safe. And there's nothing their parents could do to get us to kick a child out of Ballard. And there's been multiple times, I mean, over the past year, we've had to work with other entities to get children into a more safe environment. And it's such difficult work. Our teachers, the things they've uncovered, I mean, they're superheroes, Kevin. But walking that path, the kid is always the priority. And if we have a family that's struggling, 95% of the time, they're willing to walk through the doors that we're opening. And it's a beautiful outcome. That's but awesome. That other 5%, when we're walking with that child and say, maybe a relative or a grandma that's trying to get them in a safe home, that's the tough stuff, man. But we had a child that came to us that had just been through so much abuse. A child that had been exposed to drugs and had had an overdose at age one. A child that found a gun lying on a counter and accidentally killed his baby brother at age three. And when we met this child, it was one of the few times we ever said, I don't know if we can get this one right because all the trauma. that child's going to graduate and go to kindergarten this year, and he is thriving. He's safe with grandma. We've gotten the custody removed from his primary parents, which is such a blessing for this child. They're just not ready to change. And it went from him being scared of his shadow when we met him a few years ago to now he is smiling. He's growing. He's developing. Just scored 92% on his kindergarten readiness score. This kid has a chance now. I mean, the journey's long. It's not over. But this child represents what can happen at Ballard. When you wrap your arms around these kids and anyone in their circle that wants to be a part of a successful outcome, and you just work your tail off. So, but 95% of the time, it's a happy story. 5% of the time, it's not. But even when it's not, the kid is what we're focused on. And we'll be damned if that kid doesn't stand a chance.
Wow. Kyle, that one story alone motivates me and should motivate our listeners to think, what can I do to help? If you are appealing to everyone that's listening to the podcast today, what's the best thing they can do to help Ballard Center?
You know, hop on our website, learn about us. My advice to everyone that wants to get involved in the community is find one or two places that really speak to your soul. Don't try to spread it around everywhere. Find one or two places that really touch your heart and make you feel empowered when you donate, and put more resources into that one or two places, whether it's Ballard or not. Because that's really what can make the difference for an agency like Ballard to be able to turn around and help more people or just help people better. So hop on our website, learn about us. If we speak to you, if we match your values, give us a call, come down. If you tour our 108-year-old brick building, you're going to fall in love with us. So just give us that opportunity. And if we aren't that match, keep looking, keep searching, find that place that speaks to your heart, and just go in head first. You will not regret it, I promise.
Kyle, you're going to be great as the executive director. Kyle Rogenkamp takes over August 1st as executive director of Ballard Center in Lawrence. The website is ballardcenter.org. That's ballardcenter.org. Or you can call them at 785-842-0729. The Changing Lives Gala is June 2nd, 6 to 11 p.m. at the Jayhawk Club in Lawrence. It's a beautiful facility. It will be a touching night. You will be moved if you go to the Changing Lives Gala. If your company gets involved or if you get involved in helping fund or raise funds for Ballard Center, your heart will grow. You will be touched by the stories of these young children, what they overcome at a very young age to go on and be very, very successful. And as you just mentioned, 92% ready, kindergarten readiness. That's just phenomenal after coming to the Ballard Center through such tragedy at a young age. Kyle, you guys are the best, man. We wish you the very best. We'll do everything we can to help. Crooked Tail Media will be making a donation as well. I'll be sending that to you here shortly. And we wish you the very, very best in your biggest fundraiser night of the year with the Changing Lives Gala coming up June 2nd.
Kevin, thank you so much. You know, it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be an emotional night because it's Becky's last night. So what we're telling everyone is bring your tissues and bring your tequila because we're doing both, baby.
I was going to say, it is fun. There's a lot of fun, especially beforehand. The first hour beforehand is really fun. And there's some networking going on. There's a lot of people to meet and cool auction items and all kinds of great stuff. It's a really great event you have. And Kyle, we know you're going to knock it out of the park this year.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you for sharing your platform and the audience that you've worked your tail off to earn. Thank you for sharing that with us. It means the world to us. You're the man, and I'll be waiting for that check. I appreciate it so much.
All right, that's Kyle Rogenkamp, the incoming executive director of Ballard Center in Lawrence. What a remarkable thing they do in Douglas County and for the folks in Lawrence. Again, Jayhawk Club, June 2nd, 6 to 11 p.m., 785-842-0729, or log on to ballardcenter.org. If you'd like to make a donation, they'll take $10, $20, $100, anything you can do to help. is helping an awful lot of kids in need. Kids that really, really, really need it. Great stuff there. Kyle, appreciate the great work that you do. Also appreciate our great sponsors like Advantage Termite and Pest Control, online at AdvantageTPC.com, 913-768-8989, and all your pests will go away. Advantage Termite and Pest Control. And Amazing Garage Floors, online at AmazingGarageFloors.net, John and Heather will hook you up with a brand new garage floor that changes. It really changes your lifestyle. It makes the garage a place that you're happy to work in, to be in. When you go to get in your car and you leave, it's just a better feeling. You're going to love an amazing garage floor from amazinggaragefloors.net. As always, thank you so much for listening to KKHI. Thanks for hitting that like, follow, or subscribe button. We are over 28,000 subscribers now. We're so pleased to have that number and growing. Tell a friend if you can. Met some folks this weekend at the Friends in Service of Heroes event at Wyandotte County Fairgrounds, and they got their phones out and said, yeah, I want to listen to your podcast, and I'll hit subscribe, I'll hit follow, and they do it, and that's cool stuff, man. We had a great time out there with Paul Chapa and all the folks at Friends in Service of Heroes. Appreciate that. That was cool. They had skydivers coming in. It was a neat event. A band played. 106.5 The Wolf was broadcasting from there. It was just a really, really nice day. Wonderful day. They gave a brand new motorized wheelchair to a veteran that didn't have one, that had slipped through the cracks of the VA and couldn't get one. They do all kinds of awesome stuff. Friends in Service of Heroes. Appreciate them for having us out on Saturday. We had a wonderful time and a wonderful weekend. We've got a great week ahead leading us to the holiday weekend. Hope you're enjoying it. It's beautiful. Beautiful time of year. Thanks for listening to KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.